I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. And if you're not so new, welcome back. Either way, I'm very glad that you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to say that there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I'm very happy to have singer-songwriter Corinne Cook with us on the podcast today. Hi, Corinne.
Hi, how are you?
So far, so good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
If you don't know the name, I'm pretty sure you know at least some of her music. I don't, from her album Dressed Up for Goodbye, won a National Industry Music Award for Song of the Year in 2016. She also had a couple top five songs on the Inside Country chart, Uninvited Guest and I'm Not Shy, both from the I'm Not Shy album. In fact, Uninvited Guest was number one. So you probably have heard all of those. I just wanted to establish that. I like to make sure that everybody knows the credentials, that I'm not just talking to just anybody. She knows what she's doing. Okay. Green, you grew up in a music family and you were in choir from middle school through high school, which is not an unusual path for somebody who's in music, but then the Air Force.
Yes.
Was that a plan all along, or did something happen that led you that way?
It was the plan from my early high school years. And the primary reason was because I wanted to get started with my life. Like, I didn't want to go to college and do 4 years and then try to figure out a career. I wanted to get a quick jump start. And I went into the military when I was 17. So right after high school, a few months later, I was in the military. So I kind of wanted to just get my life started as quickly as possible.
And even so, in technical school, in as a medical lab technician, you still found a way to bring music into it.
Absolutely, yes. It was really interesting. They have a lot of music programs in the military. I don't know that many people know this. You know, they have the Air Force Blue, which, you know, I wasn't a part of that. It would have been great. But they have touring musicians and everything. But on every base and every military branch, there is music in each of them. And you can, if you're interested, you can find ways to pursue music within the military. And it's pretty awesome.
After military service, years later, music was still a big thing. There was a singing competition, and that sort of led you to Nashville. And I know I'm running that all together, making it sound like a simple thing that A and then B and then C, but I'm sure there's more to that. So what happened there?
Well, after the military, I had a couple of children, and well, I was in the military. So when I got out, I went basically back to my hometown and just kind of, you know, did music kind of as a hobby. I didn't really think about pursuing anything more than that. The karaoke contest, actually, it wasn't karaoke. It was a singing contest. They had a real live band. And it's just a contest to go in and you would win a recording, basically an album recording, if you won this singing contest. So it's like, this is great. I would love to do that. And I won. So I'm just really shocked and surprised. And the guy that ran the contest became my manager and brought me to Nashville to record and everything. That kind of fizzled out. And I started doing more stuff on my own because it is really hard sometimes when you have a manager and you don't always have the same goals. But when I started doing it myself and you know, basically funding my own projects, that's when it really started, you know, getting some traction for me.
Well, it is tough because nobody else really gets your vision as the artist. A lot of people in the business see it as a business and they're looking at it that way. And I know that's important and we all have bills to pay and lights to keep on and all that kind of stuff. But there is the artist side of it. There are things that you want to do that you have to say. And you have to be able to express yourself to be able to do that. I think a great example of that is your song, Yes, I Can, which touches on, it would be better for you to explain it. I don't need to explain your song to you.
Well, I didn't write that song. I wish I did, because it's a great song. For a long time there, at the very beginning, I didn't write very many of my own songs. I basically would hunt around and find good songs to record. And I had some great writers and friends that were willing to let me, you know, record their songs. And I love it. Yes, I Can was written by Steve Belkin and a couple other people. And it is about women empowerment, basically. It goes into like the women in history, like Rosa Parks and Susie Ride, and all of those women that kind of shaped how women are treated today and how we're seen today. And it's a great song if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, because it's just so, it's so inspiring, honestly, when you think about where we came from as women, you know, to today.
And I don't remember if I saw this on your website or if this was on Spotify or somewhere else, but it's sort of, it's like an encapsulation of your career, and it talks about, or the road to your career. And it talks about you serving in the Air Force during the Gulf War, raising three kids as a single mom, waitressing, working graveyard shifts, DJing for a country radio station. And it all sounds like the pieces to a country song, really.
It does. I should write a song about it.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Have you thought about writing something that's kind of, at least to a degree, autobiographical?
You know, I haven't. I'm glad that you brought that up, though, because now I might just do that. I have written songs that are about other people in my life. Like I wrote a song about my husband, who is a mechanic, called Mr. Mechanic. And it's actually a really cute, fun song, because it talks about, it's basically a love story between a mechanic and a car. And if you could imagine me being a car and then the mechanic. So it's like a mechanic fixing up a car, and just, you know, how men and women actually love certain vehicles, and they're just like, oh, it's my baby. And, you know, they just love their cars. This is a story about that. And it just, it's a great, funny. And if you haven't seen the video, it's a hilarious video. It has like a little cartoon on it and everything. It's adorable. But yeah, I wrote that about my husband. I also wrote another song about my husband called Blah, 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 which is, which is, as you can imagine, just, you know, when we go out in public and he meets up with a buddy and they're talking about football and cars and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff that guys talk about. I have no idea what they're talking about. And I'm just sitting there looking at my phone, just like, when are they going to get done? Because I'm here to have dinner.
Yeah.
So that's a fun song, too.
It's a lot of fun, and it's funny, and it's very relatable. Anybody who's been in a relationship. My wife is a writer, and we have gone out before, and she has run into one of her writer friends, and they're talking about all kinds of stuff, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise and wouldn't know what the word should be anyway, because they're just talking about their business and their stuff, and I'm just sitting there, and upon occasion, I try to remind her that, you know, I'm here. So
that's absolutely right.
When I heard that, I thought, wow, this is a song. This was somebody who has been who's had a window into some of my dates. So that's very relatable. And that's the new single. It's coming from an album that is coming in the new year.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Okay. Getting a little ahead, because I had wanted to sort of wrap up at the end talking about what you've got coming. And we have talked about all this stuff, and anybody who's listening to this goes, okay, what does this have to do about Christmas? Let's talk about the Christmas single, A Soldier's Holiday. What was the, it seems a little obvious after talking to you now, but the inspiration for that?
The inspiration for A Soldier's Holiday was really about trying to depict the point of view from a woman in the military. Because there's a lot of songs about men in the military that are out there, and I haven't heard many or any about women. So my thought was, you know, I was in the military, and, you know, I wasn't necessarily in the same situation as the woman in the song, but I'm sure there's lots of women who are deployed during the holidays and are missing their family. And I wanted to kind of show that, not in a negative light, but just more as, you know, it would be nice to be home, but we have to still you know, do our job in the military, and we still have to protect our country. And you know, we're here for a reason, but also to show that, you know, hey, I'm missing home too, just like the men that are deployed do.
And there have been, certainly in the past, there have been plenty of songs about, and you're right, it's mostly about men, even if it's not overtly mentioned in it. I mean, I'll Be Home for Christmas was about men at war, men in the Army, the Navy, et cetera, that were finally coming home or hopefully coming home soon. But it was, all of this was, has been skewed to that vantage point. So it's really, it's terrific to have one from a woman's point of view.
Thank you. That was my point. That was the whole reason.
as far as I know, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that's the only real Christmas song that you've released so far, right?
Yes, that's the only Christmas song I've released thus far.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything on the horizon? Any thoughts or anything about another single or maybe even a Christmas album?
That's something that I have been, you know, thinking about, is doing an entire album. It's just, I don't know if I want to do all original Christmas songs or do some traditional and originals. So I'm thinking about it, and it may be something that I will, you know, do in the future. It's been a little slow lately because of the pandemic and everything. It's harder to get into the studio to record, and it's harder to get together to do co-writes with people. But it's getting better now. It's getting to the point where, you know, I can actually start working on my next few songs that I have in the works.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's been tough being able to perform live too. I know that's so important for singers and musicians to be able to do that. And I would imagine that that's been really tricky too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've done a lot of writer's nights down at the Commodore in Nashville and the Millennium Maxwell Hotel. They have a really great writer's night there too. And I haven't been out there in a couple of years. It's been crazy, but they're starting to, you know, have them again. And if you haven't, you know, gone out and looked, the Commodore actually streams their writer's nights live sometimes. And they have some great writers on there that perform.
That was going to be something else I was going to ask you about. I know a lot of the people that I've talked to have done different kinds of streaming things, mostly a lot of it on Facebook, some on YouTube as well, like house shows and that kind of thing. Have you done that, or have you thought about doing that?
That's not something I have done recently because I don't really play an instrument well enough. I don't think. I play a little bit, but I depend on other people to play the guitar and accompany me. So it's harder for me as just a singer to do that. But I have thought about having someone get together with me to do some streaming. And I think that's a good path to go. I mean, nowadays, that's kind of what you have to do because, you know, if you can't get out there, you have to get to your audience somehow.
Yeah. And there's nothing that compares to a live show and to the right energy that you get. I used to play drums in high school and in college, and I had some friends that we tried to put a band together, but that's a common story that doesn't always happen. But there's nothing that compares to being able to perform for people and the energy that you get from it. And I'm sure that you've missed that, and I hope that does come back soon. And it's not just a question of livelihood, but it's part of the whole thing about being an artist, being able to get that kind of reaction.
Absolutely. I love like singing my, you know, new songs at the writer's nights because I'm trying to gauge the reaction of the audience to see, you know, are they perking up? Do they like the song? Are they clapping along? Are they, you know, and it's just fun to have that interaction with people and watch them when you're performing. It's something I really miss. When I was doing shows back in California, I would do festivals and I would take my cordless microphone and go out in the crowd and sing and, you know, sing to people. And they just loved it. They just had a great time. And that's the dynamic I really miss right there.
Now for a soldier's holiday, do you have a video for that? You had mentioned a video for the other one.
There isn't a video for it other than a lyric video. There's just a lyric video for that one.
But you do have a YouTube channel. I encourage everybody to go check it out. You just look for Corinne Cook on YouTube and you'll find her YouTube channel with videos for several of her other songs. And there have been plenty of people who have already done that because I know you have thousands and thousands of views on these. Is there a video yet for the new song, Blah, Blah, Blah?
There is. It's a lyric video, but I don't think I'm going to do a real video, because if you've seen the lyric video, I don't think I could top it. It's so great. I hired this new guy that does lyric videos, and he did such a great job with that video. And if you haven't seen it, please go look, because it is hilarious. There is a dancing deer. There's fish flying around. I mean, you would just, you're going to laugh. That's what all I can say.
And as a reminder, Blah 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 is the new single. It's from an album coming out in early 2022. Does the new album have a name yet?
It does not. I still have a few more songs to finish before I decide what to name it. I did do a cover, though, that I'm excited about that's coming out. I did a cover of a Foreigner song. So really excited about doing that. First time I've ever done a cover on an album, but I wanted to do this song. It's Jukebox Hero, but it's from the vantage point of a woman instead of a man. So
cool. Well, yeah. I look forward to hearing that. Other than the new album coming out early in the new year, what else is on the way for you? Or is there anything that you can talk about that is in the works?
Well, the album, and then, you know, obviously getting back to doing some more live shows. But other than that, that's really all I've got on my plate right now. I do, you know, although we talked about having to keep the lights on and pay the bills, I do have a regular job too. So trying to keep going with that and doing music, it's a lot. So I just keep plugging along as much as I can and get as much music out as I can as it allows. And that's what is fun in my life, is doing that. I mean, my job is so that I can pay the bills, but getting out and performing and writing and creating music, that's really for me. And I really enjoy doing that.
You know, I was talking to somebody, and I can't remember who it was now, and I'm sure that they're going to hear this and then email me. How couldn't you remember? But I was talking to somebody who was talking about something similar, that they said that what has made all the difference has been that they think about the day job as being the thing that allows them to do the music.
That's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of people who get caught up in that, and the 9-to-5 thing is just, it's just wearing on them, and it's drudgery, and they're miserable. And that has an impact on the artistic side. It's hard to be creative when you feel like you're just being weighed down. And he said, oh, I wish I could remember who it was. And he said that, you know, once I started thinking about it, that this day job is making it possible so that at night or on the weekends or whenever I can think about the music. I can try and write. I can play things with the guys in the band, and we can do shows, and it allows me to do all that. And it's like lifting a weight off. And
And if you had to depend on money that you make from performing, it would be it would almost like take away from it to me. It would take away from the joy that you get from it, because then it becomes your job. I don't know. I feel like it would be a lot of pressure and stress. And then that would get to me, rather than just enjoying what I do when I have the time to do it.
Well, and I think that there's a thing, people who aren't musicians, who aren't singers, and who don't do this kind of thing, don't quite get it. And they think about, well, you're doing concert performances, and I see that the Rolling Stones made $100 million, and okay, that's great. But the ones that you can name who make that kind of money probably fill up your fingers and toes, and that might be it, maybe a little bit more. But there are so many more who are doing this just for the love of it and hoping that there will be enough left over to fill up the tank so I can get home.
That's right. I think I got like $20 the other day from CD Baby for 100,000 streams of my song. So that's really true.
Yeah. You know, that's another thing. And I don't always say this, and the money thing is none of my business. But if you want to support artists, buy the music, because that makes so much more of a difference than streaming. I mean, streaming is nice and it's something, but it is, like you said, you know, you got $20 for 100,000 streams. And I don't think that people get that the streaming is is a nice kind of thing. But if you really want to support them, you know, buy the single, buy the album.
Yes, absolutely. Buy the album, buy the album. You know, I love buying albums because I like having something tangible to hold. Plus, it has all the content. It has the pictures and it has all the credits in there and the photos and all the extra, you know, stuff in there. So I love having that. And I know that it's kind of like at this day and age, streaming is the thing, but I really like having an album to look at and to keep. That's just me. I don't know. But yeah, the album's definitely supports the artist way more than streaming the song.
Okay, so if somebody hears this and they say, that's great, I want to buy Corinne's stuff, where's the best place for them to go?
Amazon has them, and also CD Baby has them as well. I'm trying to think where else. I think you can buy the single anywhere or buy the album anywhere, but if you stream it, I'm obviously not buying it. So you can buy them on Amazon. There's iTunes or Apple Music, I guess. Spotify has streaming, but I think you can also purchase on Spotify as well. But yeah. My website, CorinneCook.com, you can always go to CorinneCook.com and buy my album there, as well as listen to music there.
That's kind of what I was trying to trick you into saying. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. So
I'll cut out all the other stuff I said.
So it's CorinneCook.com.
Yes.
Go to Corinne's website. Her links to all her social media are there as well. So I would guess if somebody's trying to keep up with you and see what's new and what you're doing and that kind of stuff, the website is probably like the hub to go to. And then
absolutely,
there's links to everywhere else. Very cool.
That's right.
Listen to the sounds of Christmas to hear A Soldier's Holiday. And then when it comes up, you can click on it and then you can go buy it. That's what you should do. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And go to Corinne's website and buy all her other stuff too. Looking forward to hearing the new music in the new year and keeping my fingers crossed for a Christmas album to come.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us, Corinne. And thank you for listening, helping us share some Christmas spirit, and for helping this podcast continue to grow. You've obviously found us somewhere since you're listening now, but if there's another site you like to use for podcasts, check out our podcast page on our website for the complete list of everywhere that you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. Again, the website is www.soundsofchristmas.com. Then just click on the podcast tab. For the Sounds of Christmas station to listen to the music, you'll need to stick with our website or our app in the Google Play Store. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.